On ponds and on rinks and on Olympic stages, Canadians have played it all through the ages. It's part of our heart, part of our psyche. Our country bleeds red, white, and hockey. Maybe it's the winter, maybe it's the water. It's a birthright that's passed to our sons and our daughters. We're giving our hearts and our teeth and our blood for the glories, the stories, the game that we love. Can understand. Philip Esposito, Frank Mahovlich, and Orr. In 1972, we showed the Russians through the door. Hey! So call us corny, but I think you'll agree. We're clearly motivated by a spiritual lead. This love affair needs no defense. 8 months of winter don't make no sense. Oh, 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 hockey, hockey. Oh, 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 hockey, hockey. Oh, 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 oh. See you fight. Oh, well, we'll get you next time, cause revenge will taste so sweet. We'll bring some double doubles and a dozen Boston Creams. Some call us horny, every weekend's the same. The TV's in the bedroom, so we both can see the game. This love affair needs no defense. 8 months of winter don't make no sense. Oh, 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 hockey, hockey. Oh, 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 hockey, hockey. Oh, oh, oh.
And addicts, goalposts ringing from sea to sea. A no-look pass, hard, rough, tough, and fast. And if you don't like it, you can kiss our ass.
Hello, Kingston. This is Brian B. here. You're tuning in to CKVN 919 The Cave. Hockey, the greatest game in the land by Hawksley Workman. I have a very amazing show for you guys today. I have The Good Old Hockey Game by Stompin' Tom Connors. I have Me Like Hockey by The Arrogant Worms. You're the Best Around, Joe Esposito. I have The Tigers, Survivor, a few songs from Queen, Tom Cochran, The Big League, and I have a really funny child song for you near the end, so definitely stay tuned with that. I know it will make you laugh. Today on my show, I'm going to talk to you about disabled athletes, or para-athletes, that's what we prefer to be called. And the reason that I'm doing it today, well, you guys all know I'm para, right? I have cerebellar atrophy, so I'm balanced impaired. I was born that way, and I work with my disability every day, and it's not a disadvantage. I think of it as just something to work with. So, anyway, that's not the reason. The reason I'm talking to you about this today is because I'm going to divide it into two different parts. One is sledge hockey, and one is swimming, but they're both in the same aspect of para-athletes. And I am doing this because, well, it's a good topic. You guys don't, well, you guys might not know how the point system works for para swimming or what sledge hockey really is, so I'm going to explain it all for you guys today. And these are the two best para sports, well, in my mind, because of the only two para sports I do. But I watched a lot of wheelchair basketball and wheelchair curling. They all look fun, but I'm a hockey and a swimmer, so, I mean, I don't like constantly hitting people and falling over. That's really not my cup of tea. So, both these sports are really fun. They're, they're motivational and inspiring. They inspired and motivated me to be the young man and young athlete I am today. And everyone who has disability can pretty much benefit from these sports. Because if you like hockey, sledge hockey's for you. If you like swimming and you want to swim competitively, para swimming is definitely for you. So go check that out. Anyway, let's continue this show today with some Joe Esposito. Here is You're the Best Around here on CKVN 919 The Cave. Enjoy.
Sweeping garbage from the street. come home, not one book to read. Not enough pictures for me see. Sit right down in favorite chair, wearing only underwear. Favorite night is Saturday night, 'cause me can watch hockey fights. Me like hockey. Me like hockey.
Me not like pro basketball, 'cause me short and they all tall. Baseball slow like Forrest Gump, except when Robbie spits on ump. WrestleMania not so great, me like to see Hulk Hogan skate. TV soccer not that hot, you play bad then you get shot. Me like hockey.
Me like hockey.
Swedish players must be geeks, 'cause they still got unreal teeth. Not like Finnish players' names. What's a Teemu anyway? Russian's worse in history. Got stupid names like Valerie.
Me like Sergei Fedorov.
Me like Imre Fedorov.
Me like hockey.
Me like hockey. Hey.
Me like hockey.
We like hockey!
Please, Mr. Linesman, let the players fight. 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 Let them 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 fight.
Friends, come over, put game on. Argue, then we lay bets down. Got bag of chips and case of Bud. Should last till end of first period. But Yankees, they win the World Cup. Me think they cheat, use glowing puck. Maybe if we want to winter, maybe we should play in winter. Me like hockey. Me like hockey. Me like hockey. Me like hockey.
It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period. Where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Hey, Kingston, welcome back to CKV and 901 on the Cave. I am still your host, Brian B. With the amazing specialty hour, you just heard Good Old Hockey Game by Stompin' Tom Connors. Before that was Me Like Hockey by Arrogant Worms. Pretty funny song. They're an amazing trio. Before that was You're the Best Around by Joe Esposito. And before that was Hockey, the Greatest Game in the Land, Hoxley Workman. So, I am going to talk to you guys a little bit about sledge hockey. And it kind of fits because the songs I played before were about hockey. So I decided to talk to you about sledge hockey. Well, sledge hockey began in Sweden. Well, it was invented in 1960 in Sweden. Two men designed the sledge because they wanted to still play hockey despite their disabilities. I presume they were in wheelchairs, that's why. Well, their initial design of the sledge included two hockey blades on a metal frame under the sledge to allow puck movement beneath the sledge to make up for, you know, awesome tricks or just moving the puck from one stick to the other under the sledge. Well, over the years, very little has changed for the sledge. It's still the very basic design that was designed in Sweden. And, well, sledge hockey came to Canada in 1982, and it was an official sport in Paralympics in 1994, which was the year I was born, so I really kind of feel happy about that. Well, the rules... now I'm going to talk to you guys about the rules. They're kind of the same as the NHL rules, except for one small thing. Unique to sledge hockey, there's a penalty called teeing. And if you use any part of the front of... If you use the front of the sledge to ram the opponent on the side or from behind, usually it's from behind, you get a 2-minute penalty. Probably a major, but I'm not sure if it's a major or minor. The benches and penalty box, benches to the box, whatever, they're made out of ice or smooth plastic to avoid damaging the blades on the sledge. The players use two sticks rather than one. The left stick has a left curve, the right stick has a right curve. That's to handle the puck, obviously. Underneath the sticks... I can't find the right words right now, but on the other side of the stick, sorry, there's 8 to 10 metal teeth to allow movement, to allow propulsion forward. Thank you. But there's rules for the metal teeth. They can't be too pointy, and they cannot come out further than 1 centimeter beyond the stick. And that is because they don't want to damage the ice or injure any other players. And here's where my part of sledge hockey comes in. The goalie has one stick, like the NHL. A goalie with two sticks would be cool, but it wouldn't make any sense because we have the trapper on the other hand. Well, same as the players, they have the metal teeth on the other end of the stick. And then halfway up the stick, they have other metal blades. If they want to lie their stick down on the ice, they can still move forward because they have metal teeth there. The goalie is the same, basically the same principle of the NHL. They can do all the fancy moves. I mean, there's no restriction to the goalies. So that's it for sledge hockey, guys. Next time I talk, I will be sharing some para swimming information. And if you know anybody who has a disability and who loves to play hockey, check out the Kingston Knights, Kingston Sledge Hockey website. I'm really not sure, but check it out. It's really cool. If you have a disability and you want to play hockey or you like to play hockey, then definitely like try it out. It's free if you just want to try one day. But if you want to stick with it, it's definitely worthwhile because it is a fun sport. Anyway, I'm going to continue this show with a little tunes from Queen, Survivor, and Queen again. But first, here's Tom Cochran with Big League here on CKVN and N1NK. Enjoy.
Yeah. a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing.
paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime, and bad mistakes
Hello, welcome back, Kingston, to CKVN 919 The Cave. I'm still your host, Brian B, for this amazing para-athlete documentary hour. You just heard We Are the Champions by Queen. Before that, we had Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. Before that was We Will Rock You by Queen, and of course, Big League by Tom Cochran. This musical hour, I try to put as many songs that meant hockey or meant swimming, and I put two motivational songs at the end of this, well, near the end of this hour, so please stay tuned till the very end. As I told you guys earlier, I am going to be talking about para swimming today. As you guys probably know, because I told you billions of times, I am a para-athlete. I am a para-swimmer, and of course, I do sledge hockey, but that part of my show is done. I'm an S8. I have an S8, SB8, SM8 classification, to be quite honest, but for now, we're not focusing on the SB part or the SM part. We're just focusing on the S. So I am an S8 classification. And before I get into all the like numbers and what they mean, I'm just going to share my experience of getting classified is. Every other para swimmer gets classified at one point or another. And once they get classified nationally, you can't get reclassified anymore. Well, that's the way I heard it. Anyway, I might be mistaken, but I don't think I am. Anyway, first thing you do is the classifiers, they're medical doctors and physiotherapists, but we call them classifiers anyway, because that's a cool name. They had me start in the water first to examine my strokes, see how well I pulled the water in my front, in any of the strokes, really, see how well my push is after, stuff like that. Second, they evaluated me how I start my race, rather whether or not it was in water or out of the water. If it was in water, I had to start in the water, obviously. But if it was out of the water, I had to stand on the starting block. And they evaluated my reaction time, so how fast or how slow I get off the block or push off from the wall if it was an in-water start. Then they assess me at the water. This part of the classification process is called a bench test. They examine my coordination and my reaction time. My coordination, my reflexes, my reaction, you know, whatever, little things. And for those three tests, I was giving a lot of numbers, I think. And they summed it all up into 8. So I'm an 8. And as you probably know, my coordination, balance, and reaction times are a little bit off. So I'll get into details about the numbers right now, actually. There's 14 different S or swimming classifications. Well, this pretty much allows swimmers... pair of swimmers to compete against each other or compete against able-bodied swimmers while being fair. We have a point system, but it's really hard for me to explain that. There's a whole bunch of details I need to do, so I'll just explain the S1 through 14, and that should give you an idea about the pair of swimmers. So, 1 to 10 are physical disabilities, 11, 12, and 13 are visual disabilities, so partly blind, and then as 14 are usually, well, not usually, they are swimmers with intellectual disabilities who might swim in the Special Olympics. I know one member of my swim team has been to the Special Olympics, and she very much enjoyed it. I think she brought home a silver or a gold. I'm really not sure, but she did good. So anyway, let's get into the numbers right now. S1 swimmers they usually swim on their backs for any stroke. Front crawl for them is back crawl. Back crawl is back crawl. Butterfly is back crawl. Everything is back crawl for them. Out of the water, they're usually wheelchair bound out of the water. S2 swimmers use their arms, but not their hands to swim. They don't necessarily feel the water with their hands. They just kind of put their arms in and... Some of them are actually quite fast, actually. S3 swimmers have reasonable arm strokes and hands, but with no use of their legs. S4 swimmers have good arm strokes. Excuse me. They have weakness in their hands and no use of their legs, however. Out of the water, the same as S1 out of the water, S2 swimmers, S3 and S4, they're usually wheelchair bound, kind of like S1. S5 and 6 swimmers have full use of their arms, but their legs are weak. And out of the water, they use crutches or walkers. S7 and 8 swimmers, they can walk. They have full use of their arms, but they can be missing 2 limbs. S8 swimmers often have cerebral palsy or CP, meaning that they're balance impaired or they have coordination or gross motor skills aren't very good. I am exactly the same, balance impaired, coordination, but I don't have cerebral palsy. I have a thing called cerebellar atrophy, and if you don't know what that is, look it up. I have a cerebellum, but compared to the others, it is very small. And no, I did not have it removed in an accident or whatever. I was born with it, and the doctors actually said I was the first. Well, in 1994, they told my mom I was the first one they knew. I was the first one they knew in Canada to be born with cerebellar atrophy. I'm not sure now, but I mean, that was pretty cool when my mom told me. Anyway, S9 swimmers, they typically have one lost limb, arm, leg, probably not their head, because they still need that to, sorry, making a joke. S10 swimmers have deformed feet. They also have restricted hip movement, or they're missing part of a limb. I probably know multiple S10 swimmers, but one of them I really know is Summer Mortimer. She competed for Team Canada in London, and she is really fast. She's a great girl. I like her a lot. And then, of course, we have the 11, 12, 13 with visual disability. That's pretty much self-explanatory. And S14, intellectual disability. That's self-explanatory too. Not to sound mean, but that's pretty much what they are. Anyway, so after you get classified, the medical staff, they watch all your races to make sure that you've been classified correctly, you have the right numbers, and if they need to make changes, they will talk to you after, or talk to your coach, depending, and they will reassess you. So that's enough for swimming. I hope you guys have really enjoyed that, because that was a lot of information I had to relook up. I knew all this before, but I forgot. Anyway, so up next we have, come back to the show. We have The Swimming Song by Luden Wainwright III. We have a hilarious kids song after that. It's called I'm a Fish by Patty Shukla. And then we have motivational song number one, Kenny Loggins with Danger Zone. But first, here's The Swimming Song by Luden Wainwright III here on CKVI 919 The Cave. Enjoy.
Swimming the ocean, and the swimming. the water, I'm a fish, fish. When I'm in the water, I'm a fish, fish. I can swim like a dolphin. I can swim like a shark. When I'm in the water, I'm a fish. I'm a fish. When I wanna go fast,
fast, fast.
I roll my arms in a circle. Water, I'm a fish, fish. I can swim like a dolphin. I can swim like a shark. When I'm in the water, I'm a fish. I'm a fish. When I wanna go backwards,
backwards,
I roll my arms in circles.
Circle, circle.
When I wanna go backwards,
backwards,
I roll my arms in a circle. When I wanna take a break,
stop, rest,
I float on my back. When I wanna take a break,
stop, rest,
I float on my back. I'm a big fish in the pool and the sea, in the bathtub, swimming wild, swimming free. When I'm in the water, I'm a fish, fish. When I'm in the water, I'm a fish, fish. I can swim like a dolphin. I can swim like a shark. When I'm in the water, I'm a fish. I'm a fish.
Listen to a howling roar. Never under tension.
Hey, Kingston, welcome back for the final time to my show. Welcome back for the final time here at CKVN 91.9 The Cave. I'm your host, Brian B., and you just heard Kenny Loggins with Danger Zone. Before that was the hilarious Patty Shunkla with I'm a Fish. Very funny song. I hope your kids really enjoyed that. And then before that we had the Swim Song by Ludon Wainwright III. I truly hope you guys have enjoyed this show and learned a bit about sledge hockey and para swimming. Unfortunately, my show is coming to a closure, but we do have Dylan Brown filling in for Liam on the Jazz and Blues Hour. He's playing a lot of music that I don't really know, but it's going to be good either way. Stay tuned for that. I'm Brian B. I'm signing off with Bon Jovi. This is It's My Life here on CKVN 91.9 The Cave.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.